And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative. Just plain right. I'm talking about we cover down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That'd be this one, Alabama. Oh, man, this show broadcasts way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right, let's move forward here. First part of the Triple Dipper. Silence is not golden. Unless, and I will let him remain unnamed, unless, as one of our texters just said, your 29-year-old has just moved back in with her parents, and now silence would be really golden if we could have it back. anyway, I'm leaving you unnamed, brother. I'm doing that for a reason. But no, so the reality is, though, the conservative voice, the ability to get out there with the conservative message, the ability to move forward, is under attack, but it's from a variety of angles. I mean, like, it's everywhere. Have you ever heard that song, Boomer, by Michael W. Smith, called Surrounded?
Oh, yeah.
This is how we fight our battles.
Oh, that is Pax's favorite.
Oh, is it really?
His favorite song.
No kidding.
Yes.
You Dead Little Man is one of mine, too.
Yeah, I mean, he sings it all around the house.
Does he really?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, so if you're not familiar, you guys out there listening, if you're not familiar, very cool song by Christian recording artist Michael W. Smith. I would encourage you, just listen to it one time. You'll be hooked. And by the way, it's also one of those that if you got a song stuck in your head you want to get rid of, this is one that helps you get rid of it. It's one of those great songs that you don't mind hearing, and it helps you get rid of the other songs. But yeah, it's called Surrounded, and it literally says, "This is how we fight our battles." You may think that I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you, and he's talking to God. But anyway, the bottom line is the enemy comes at us from a variety of angles, right? I mean, there's no singular focus. It's not like a force-on-force, frontline, head-to-head battle. It's asymmetric warfare. They're coming in from a variety of different angles here. Well, so conservatives are facing that right now at every turn. The media is doing all it can on one side. Government action to censor and ban on another side. Social media platforms doing their thing over here. Campus freedom of speech issues left and right because conservatives are not allowed to have a voice on a campus. It keeps on going. Well, they've got other techniques they're using right now, not the least of which is a brand new movement, I kid you not, to do away with AM radio. What? Come on. So this show right now, we currently broadcast in a variety of mediums. So, like, we're one of many. We live stream the show online. You can see it right now at rightsideradio.org. We live stream it in video and in audio. We also podcast it, so there's that. And then we, of course, have the streaming video, I think I just said. And then we also broadcast live AM and FM. And those two mediums are still the bread and butter of virtually every conservative news talk. There's studies out there by the Nielsen Organization, and they say that right now 91% of all Americans are touched by radio every month. And that of those, 82%, something like that, of all Americans are touched by radio every week. Radio is a big, hairy deal. And AM radio has been around a lot longer. Of course, there's frequency modulation, amplitude modulation, AM, FM. They both have their unique characteristics. Why are they both still around? Because they both can reach you differently. And if you've ever noticed, you can get atmospheric skip on a signal from AM. Sometimes you can hear a channel from Chicago or whatever else. There's different ranges and capabilities. And oh, by the way, they're useful for a variety of things, not just conservative voice, but they're also useful to do things like, oh, how about emergency broadcasting? Yeah. Well, National Association of Broadcasters. So I pulled this. It came out 2 days ago. The National Association of Broadcasters is calling for the Congress to get involved with the fact that there is a movement afoot right now to basically just take down AM radio in general. I mean, you can have AM stations, which are licensed by the FCC, the federal government, but if they don't put AM receivers in cars, if you can't buy an AM radio, think about it. When's the last time you went and bought a cassette? Okay. Can you buy a cassette player? How do you find a cassette player nowadays? Well, it's not like cassettes stopped playing music. It's just that cassettes began to be less useful in some people's minds. They moved to a new platform. And so manufacturers decided, let's stop making cassette players. No more cassette players for us. Well, so gone are the days. Well, what they're trying to do right now is something similar with AM radio, which, by the way, many, many people still listen to. Many of our listeners listen to. So during the welcome session at the National Association of Broadcasters show just last week, the CEO is a guy named Curtis Legate. And Curtis Legate discussed a wide range of topics, it says, including the importance of keeping radio in the car dashboard and specifically defending AM radio, and it's important for emergency services and remote areas. That's right. Remote areas can get AM signals sometimes better than they can get FM. Legate also promoted the importance of local broadcasting, the work of local journalists at a moment of intense competition, technological evolution, and innovation. So what he's saying there is this. AM radio often reaches the areas that not everybody else can. AM radio also participates in the emergency broadcasting signals that are necessary to alert our populace when something bad is happening. And then AM radio is also where a lot of times people can tune in to get local stuff, or at least stuff that speaks to kind of where they are. Like this show, we speak to local, national, state, all of it. Well, the Nielsen rankings again. Not only do 91% of all Americans get touched by radio, but of those, I want to say something like 64% that listen to radio, listen to it periodically throughout the day. And of those 64%, a very high percentage also want to hear something that talks about where they are. That's why this show is, I hesitate to say it too loud, is beating Sean Hannity in the same market, because Hannity's got a great show. But people want to know what's happening where I live. All right. So he focused on the fact that this is happening. Because why is this a big deal? Because what we've just learned is in the last couple of weeks, multiple major automobile manufacturers are claiming that they're going to take AM radio out of their cars. Let me hand that to Boomer real quick. Thank you, bud. So Sean Hannity came out. Oh, I just talked bad about Sean Hannity. No, I didn't. I just said, what a great show he has. Weird it happened to be beating it in the same market. There you go. Sean Hannity, New York Post quotes the fact that the other day, April 14th, so that was what, 6 days ago? Fox News' Sean Hannity sounding the alarm about the growing trend in the auto industry to remove AM radio from new electric vehicles. Electric, oh, see? It's electric vehicles, friggin' electric vehicles. All right. His words, he says, it's not that complicated to put a radio system in that allows you to have AM, FM, Sirius, or the ability to plug in your own music and stream it from your own phone. He says, people want more options, not less options, and I agree with that. And this will be a direct hit politically on conservative talk radio in particular, which is what most people go to AM radio to listen to. So yeah, Ford, Volkswagen, BMW, Mazda, Volvo, and Tesla all say they're taking AM radio out of their vehicles because it creates a buzzing noise and interferes with the electronics in the battery-operated vehicles. What? You're telling me that you can build a battery-operated vehicle, but you don't have the smarts to not, you know, create static in your AM radio? I remember when I was, you know what? That reminds me. I had the same, hang on a second. I'm having a flashback. I'm almost positive in my 68 Mustang, I had a feedback issue in my radio, and I went and bought a little thing at Radio Shack. Oh, man, I'm dating myself now. That reduced the static by... Somebody smarter than me out there is listening to this going, oh, Phil, it was just this thing. And anyway, there's things that can fix this is what I'm trying to say. But Hannity went on to say, since the federal government grants licenses to radio stations, that Congress now has the responsibility then to protect that which they oversee, and they should not allow political agendas to be behind this. And he points out, and I agree, he said, this is what I call part of the Biden New Green Deal climate alarmist religious cult. They want to take away our gas stove. They want to take away our refrigerator. They want to take away a whole host of other things. Now they're going to force us to buy electric vehicles that cost dramatically more. And in doing so, we're not going to have AM radios. So anyway, that's happening. So in the multi-pronged attack against conservative voices, one of the first ones we see is that they're pushing to get rid of AM radio. Really? Yes. And it's happening now, so much so that major corporations are dropping it from their vehicles, and the National Association of Broadcasters is calling on Congress to get involved. We'll see where that goes. I got more. Like, what happened to the Daily Wire? Did you hear what Daily Wire? Multiple attacks on the Daily Wire They're being deplatformed. They're being demonetized. It's one of the ways they try to silence conservative voices. It's part of being totally surrounded, but we got to keep standing up. And we're heading to a break right now. We will be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some ground across the northern half of this state. So, hey, listen, I had multiple people on the text line who just clarified for me that yes, I'm not crazy. I do recall back in the day, my '68 Mustang, I had as Brian from Huntsville says, the whine that you experienced was an alternator feedback, and I think that's probably true. Don from Jackson County just texted in with regards to AM. He says, I had to switch back and forth from AM to FM a couple times a day, driving from Huntsville to Skyline. One goes to static, the other one clears up. What else we got there? I know somebody else says, Wiley from Gunnersville says, yeah, an older car is a set of well-used points or a bad condenser in the distributor would cause a buzz on the AM radio. Yes. See, I remember this. I was just having flashbacks. Jeff from Indiana said, yeah, I had a static eliminator too. I had to put it on my coil, which they don't have coils anymore. There you go. Raven for Russell, same thing. Says condensers solve the noise from the AM radio. Okay, I got the smart audience, most of whom drove old cars like me. That's good. All right. So one of the ways they take down the voice, I say silence is not golden. One of the ways they try and take down the conservative voice, what happens when they get rid of, if they ever got rid of AM? By the way, I think they got a ways to go before they can just get rid of it. But it's kind of like not being able to buy a cassette player anymore. If you don't have it in your car, what do you do? It's not there. You have to have a special installation. Well, we can't do that in your electronic vehicle. Well, then I don't want your freaking electronic vehicle. How about that? You want AM that bad? Maybe I do. So one of the ways they try to get rid of you, your voice, is AM radio. The next one, what is happening right now? We hear about cancel culture. We hear about things. Remember when Parler kind of came up out of nowhere and it's like everybody was super excited, generated. Oh, man, this is going to be the way we get away from liberal Twitter.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I even set up a Parler account one weekend and couldn't use it on Monday because it went away.
Went away.
They just literally deplatformed that bad boy. Who was it? I think it was it Google and
Apple? It Apple?
It may have been. They took them off the Apple store. I know. Right. You couldn't download the app anymore. Anyway, Daily Wire. So probably the giant right now in like Right Side Radio, we're a separate business, all right? We can do our own podcasting. We produce our own show. We send out the signal to our syndicated channels. But the giant in the industry in that regard is Daily Wire. That's like Ben Shapiro and Matt Walsh and those guys, Michael Knowles. Well, they have... they have become the giants, and that makes them the biggest target. So right now, their CEO is a guy named Jeremy Boring, and Jeremy Boring just shot back at Big Tech saying that what we're seeing right now is a serious effort by groups like YouTube, Facebook, TikTok. They're all trying to do massive over-fact-checking. In other words, anything Daily Wire says gets labeled as hazardous or fact-checked or deplatformed or shut down because we don't know for a fact and then brought back up 3 days later when the news has become stale. Yeah, pretty cheesy. But then they've also begun to demonetize them. Because when you begin to make money doing this kind of thing, you find the ways to monetize your platform. People want to place ads with you. They want to be the ones who insert the ads in your YouTube videos or whatever else because it's good for their business, and oh, by the way, that's good for yours. They're deplatforming and demonetizing, and they're even facing bans. They've got companies out there who specialize in trying to go after conservative viewpoints and make sure that companies know what we'll do to you if you advertise with them. Yeah. So right now, it also comes in the wake of Matt Walsh, who some of y'all know is the guy who actually lives in Nashville, who has been leading the charge against the whole transgender movement. And Matt Walsh has had his entire Twitter account and all of his emails for the last 20 years hacked. And nobody knows to the extent that it happened. This is happening right now. So you got an electronic assault on Daily Wire, who makes its living, by the way, being an electronic medium. They're not a print source, all right? They're out there doing the thing. They're the giant version of what Right Side does. And Matt Walsh, it says, was also demonetized on YouTube for violating some capricious rule that we don't even know what it was. And then Michael Knowles, well, that leads me to the next part. So you got the effort by the platforms to take you down. You got the efforts by major manufacturers who are pushing the electronic vehicles that the Biden administration says you have to have. Won't put AM radio in the cars anymore. So much so that the National Broadcasters Association is saying this is a big hairy deal and Congress needs to get involved. And as Jeremy Boring from Daily Wire said, what we're facing is flagging, banning, throttling, shadow banning, and demonetizing is a constant occurrence. If you ever see something that says Media Matters attached to it, Media Matters and ProPublica, those two right there are funded in part by George Soros. Check them out. ProPublica is allegedly designed to help, you know, find investigative reporters who will go out there and dig up the real news. No, they're not. They're designed to go out there and trash conservative viewpoints and try to dig up fake dirt and sling it. And then you've got Media Matters, which acts like a fact checker. Well, what they do, one of the things they do, Media Matters will pay people to go grab little clips, take them out of context, show them to advertisers, and demand that they not advertise with that company anymore because of something that was half said in a speech. Well, Jeremy Boring says, why do they hate us? Because we're free. Says we're one of the last truly independent media companies. The majority and controlling interest in this company is held by Ben Shapiro, Caleb Robinson, and me. No one can tell us what to publish, what to say, or what to do. No investor or board of directors can maneuver us into acquiescing to their demands. We only express our own, and they know that, and they hate it. All right, so number one, silence is not golden when they take you down off of AM radio. Silence is not golden when you've got the ability to actually message, but they do all they can to deplatform, demonetize, disrupt, and basically make life more difficult. And then you got the one that we're going to talk about when we get back. Like what happened to Matt Walsh the other day, and what happened to Riley Gaines out in San Francisco, and what happened to Michael Knowles, who was just asked to come do a debate at University of Pittsburgh. It's a campus, right? Campuses. College campuses. That's where you go to learn how to be a free thinker, right? That's where you go to learn how to have an analytic mind, where you go and you examine and you assess and you gather all the data and you form your worldview. Unless, of course, your worldview is being thrust upon you by a liberal DEI professor who wants to make sure that you only see one view. And you're also told it's okay to be triggered. You know, that kind of thing where you can't hear something else because it sends you into paroxysms. Well, Matt Walsh was hacked by criminals, and Michael Knowles had to be evacuated from the University of Pittsburgh just a couple of nights ago. You didn't hear much about that on the news, by the way, did you? No. And what was he debating? Liberal agendas. And he was debating it with a libertarian because if I'm not mistaken, the transgender advocate chose to drop out and not show up because he couldn't face the truth. So once they had their guy off the stage, they came after the conservatives. And I'll tell you how that went down in just a minute. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. By the way, aloha to Rayson in Hawaii, who is listening right now on the text line. Rayson, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for being in the audience, especially way out yonder on the far reaches of U.S. territory. But all right, so man, we got a great audience. I love the idea of saying hey to somebody who's listening live right now in Hawaii.
It's pretty cool.
It's way cool. Yeah, it really is. And we had that young guy from Troy, Michigan, the other day, right?
Who
was texting in, brand spanking new on the text line.
15 years old.
Listening from Troy, Michigan. Kind of love that. All right, plenty of stuff on the text line. What else? I remember. Jerry from Decatur remembers going parking while playing with WLS 89 out of Chicago. Okay, Jerry, you are throwing back, man. What else we got here? Plenty of people talking about that wine that I had in the car was alternator feedback. I get it. Okay, so silence is not golden. We're going to take this one down probably to the bottom of the hour. And then, oh, by the way, 3:30, you're going to want to stay tuned. Because that's when we have Boomer and McQueen, one of my favorite times every single week. All right, but so silence ain't golden, all right? One of the first efforts that I can see out there is this whole idea of taking down AM radio. Conservative voices all over AM radio. How many liberal talk radio shows are there besides NPR? I can't think of any. And then the second one they do is deplatforming or demonetizing. The third one is what I got right here. I just call it shouting down. So Michael Knowles, who's with the Daily Wire, he was giving a speech as part of a presentation and a debate, really, at the University of Pittsburgh, and a violent riot broke out protesting his speech. Trans activists and other leftists, they even burned an effigy of him outside. They're burning an effigy of a speaker who's inside on a college campus. We're not talking about they're protesting some despot in a third world country. Or you know, burning the flag on the streets of, you know, some, you know, Middle Eastern hotbed. No. We've got college kids in America, in Pittsburgh, burning an effigy of a conservative speaker who's inside trying to give a speech. And by the way, all these things I talked about with the Daily Wire, that's in the last 48 hours. That story came out yesterday. So it's in the last, 54 hours. But yeah, that protest at Pitt, different story on it, came out of a website called Tribe Live. It says, protest raged into Tuesday night on the University of Pittsburgh campus during a debate with Daily Wire host Michael Knowles about transgender rights. The university closed off buildings, reported a public safety emergency as a protest crowd grew. An incendiary device went off. Police later described the device as some type of firework. There were no reported injuries. But a body dummy, this is the effigy again, with a picture of Knowles' face, was set on fire in the street. And for more than 2 hours, the university sent out tweets saying that some buildings at Pitt were closed, and the university was restricting access to others, including certain residence halls even, and other buildings were temporarily locked down. This is ridiculous. I mean, first of all, get over yourself, the very idea that someone can't come and speak. Secondly, how about this? You're supposed to be there to learn about the big world. And if you think that you're going to go out off that college campus and life's going to be, well, if I have a trigger word, you won't be able to say it. I got news. You're going to get punched right in the mouth. That's life. That is life. There's actually a whole lot of people that just need to understand life a little more. So now we got AM radio, deplatforming, demonetizing, shouting down. What about when government does stuff? Well, Heritage has a piece, Heritage Foundation, came out April 11th, so what, 9 days ago? Biden's Homeland Security Department is still engaging in censorship. God almighty. So the Department of Homeland Security's infamous Disinformation Governance Board It was disbanded last year, right? Public pressure. We found out we had that what nut job who was all about disinformation, and they're going to have an office of what? Censorship here? Well, that went away, or did it? Enter what they call now the Homeland Security's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Huh. Just a couple of weeks ago, the director of the Homeland Security Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency is a director named Jen Easterly. She made some very startling comments about her agency controlling the flow of information to the public. Here's what she said. She said, one could argue we're in the business of protecting critical infrastructure, and the most critical infrastructure is our cognitive infrastructure. What does that mean? Cognitive infrastructure. Well, that's just like bureaucratic speak for thought control. Your cognitive infrastructure is very important to us. We feel the need to have to streamline your cognitive. We're going to repave your cognitive infrastructure. We're going to make sure your cognitive infrastructure is up to code. Wink, wink, nod, nod. So you've got Biden's Homeland Security Department doing things like, by the way, here's what's interesting too. This director, Jen Easterly, she was supposed to come and speak to Congress. What's funny how, like, just before the hearing, her agency whitewashed their website, scrubbed all mentions of things like domestic threat actors, and reworded certain mentions of misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation to be less controversial, and then she appeared for the hearing. I mean, people have been seeing it. She was being called in for a reason. Right before she gets there, shabam! Redo that. Quick, redo the website. Make it look clean. Why? We don't want to talk about cognitive infrastructure anymore? Anyway, that's happening. That's your government, y'all. That is our government. Okay, next on the list. How about when the people who run the universities, the same ones that allow the protests against anyone who would dare speak. By the way, here's the deal. If you don't like the speech, don't go to it. Or stand outside and hold signs and have a prayer vigil or whatever else. But burning effigies and shutting down buildings and lighting off, you know, pyrotechnics? No, that's third world, man. Washington Examiner has a piece, though. Right here in Alabama. Did you know, April 5th, just a little over 2 weeks ago, so right here in our listening area, UAH, University of Alabama, Huntsville, UAH had set up what they called speech zones. So if you wanted to say something in public, you can stand over there. Yeah. Boomer just gave me the look. Kid you not. That little spot over there, Boomer, that's where you stand.
Hey, guys, right? Yeah. No. Stop talking over there, please.
That's exactly right. That little place behind the trees with a soundproof wall in front of it where no one can see you. That's
it,
where you stand.
It just happens to look like a corner. I promise it's not. It's not a dunce corner.
Yeah. And oh, by the way, there's a trap door that you might fall through while you're there. The Washington Examiner reports that the conservative libertarian student group called Young Americans for Liberty, represented by the Alliance Defending Freedom and our buddy Matt Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty, making national news, they went up against UAH and they won. They filed a lawsuit against UAH and its activities for restricting the ability for clubs to operate on campus. On Tuesday, it says they announced that, that's Tuesday, April 5th, that its lawsuit against the university had been settled. The Circuit Court of Madison County, Alabama is going to dismiss the lawsuit once the university amends its policies to ensure the entire school qualifies as a free speech zone, which, by the way, is the law in Alabama. So here it is. Silence is not golden when they take you off of AM radio or take away your AM radio. Silence is not golden when they deplatform or demonetize the groups that are trying to get the conservative viewpoint out. Silence is not golden when they show up at your speeches and try to shout you down, burn an effigy of you in the street, and create general chaos that people don't want to come and listen to your speech. Silence is not golden when your government has an office of disinformation and believes that they have the right to safeguard your cognitive infrastructure. Silence is not gold when you have campuses, actual universities, taking action to limit the ways and means by which you're allowed to talk to each other. And that happened right here in Alabama, even though we have a law on the books called the Campus Free Speech Act in Alabama. And lastly, I'll get down to this. Silence is not golden when they take actual legal or legislative action to try and limit your capacity in violation of your free speech, you know, rights under the Constitution. And where else would that happen but California? So just recently, about 5, 6, 7 days ago, the Babylon Bee and another guy named Tim Pool, who is a podcaster, and one other company called Minds Inc., they filed a lawsuit against the state of California because California just passed a new law regulating social media companies and mandatory reporting on efforts to control the flow of information. So Seth Dillon of the Babylon Bee, I love the Babylon Bee. Babylon Bee is hilarious. Babylon Bee, Dillon wrote that the plaintiffs filed the complaint against California Attorney General Rob Bonta to stop state officials from enforcing the new law that took effect this year that requires social media companies to file quarterly reports detailing their content moderation policies. In other words, not, hey, we're going to check in you guys. We don't want y'all limiting speech. No, it's just the opposite. It's we want to know for a fact that you're doing what you can to control misinformation, disinformation, shut down extremism and radicalization and hate speech. Well, guess who gets to decide what's what? State of California. Well, I just was post pictures of my granddaughter's birthday party. I'm sorry, sir. That's ableist. We're taking you down. Well, I did was post my position on the fact that my granddaughter shouldn't have to compete against a dude in women's sports. Sir, I am sorry. That's a vile. That's hate speech. We're taking you down. Hey, California, we did our job. That's what's happening. This is how they work. Last year, remember the Twitter banned the Babylon Bee from social media, and Elon Musk bought them and put them right back in. But if big tech, it says in the article here, if big tech is tasked by the state with eliminating hateful or misinformative content, well, they'll stuff everything they don't like in those categories and then claim they were just trying to do what the law said they had to do. This law can't stand. It can't stand at all. It's got to go. These are the ways by which they attack your ability to speak. These are the ways by which the conservative view gets shut down, when they won't put an AM radio in your car, when they deplatform, demonetize you, when they shout you down on campuses, when the government itself has an office designed just to limit your speech because it's cognitive infrastructure, when legal action or legislative action puts new laws in place, and when campuses like UAH decide they know what free speech is and you can only have it right over there in the corner. I'm just telling you, man. We're surrounded, but you know what? This is how we fight our battles. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. We got some brand new folks on the text line. Kim from Fultondale's new. We're glad you're on board. Appreciate you being with us. There's that. I got several things here. Donna from Coleman says, just saw on Twitter there may be some folks to be let go at Fox News because of what they said about the 2022 elections or 2020 elections. Really? Like Jeanine Pirro and Maria Bartiromo? That would be absolute bananas because, first of all, I mean, Judge Jeanine, maybe she's ready to retire anyway, but Maria Bartiromo has got one of the best shows, especially on the weekends. She is spot on, man. Better not happen. John from Huntsville says, hey, Phil, all I got to say about UAH is they got one very long but awesome disc golf course. Well, there you go. I learned how to play on that course when I was about 5 years old. Now I'm confident I can take down any amateur level disc golfer. I like Frisbee. You ever play Frisbee golf?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not good at it, but I like it.
We got one right down the road here, if you knew that or not.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
All right. John from Huntsville. I feel a Frisbee golf challenge coming on, although he's probably going to beat me if we do it. Kim from Fultondale is just in the hopper, like I said before. Thank you very much. John from Brownsboro says, don't forget they unilaterally banned a presidential candidate from social media mere months before the election. I still can't get over that. The Ayatollahs who call for death to America still had their own platform on Twitter, but the president of the United States did not. Let that sink in. Jeff from Indiana talking about California's losses. Is Canada trying to annex California? Because you can't talk freely there anymore. That, first of all, they would have to skip over Washington and Oregon, or would they? Maybe it just becomes the whole left coast decides to just become part of Canada and it like trails down towards Mexico. No, by the way, I don't think so. By the way, California, if you're not spending time out there, you talk about a beautiful state. I mean, wow. But their politics are crushing them right now. Mm. What, you're about to say something?
I was just going to say, yeah, it is beautiful out there.
Yeah. And your tours went out there?
Oh, all the time. Lots of them? All the time.
Yeah. What was your favorite venue when y'all were out there?
Oh, out in California?
Yeah, Boomer was in the country music business, by the way.
There was a amphitheater that was amazing. I want to say it was right outside of L.A. And then there was a I actually got to go to the 49ers stadium before the 49ers started playing there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was brand new that summer, and their opening, you know, their opening game was not till September.
Whose tour were you on for that one?
It was Kenny Chesney.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. That was pretty cool.
Little known secret is Boomer was the tour manager for Kenny Chesney.
Not tour manager. Tour manager.
I'm so sorry.
Not for Kenny. No. I was one of the stadium coordinators. I put together all the stadium dates.
That's just crazy. Did you ever play or go to a one at Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado?
Red Rocks.
Have you been there?
Man, now that's beautiful.
Listen, man, I saw a Hillsong conference concert at Red Rocks. Unbelievable.
Oh, man.
That place makes you believe in God just looking at it.
Yes. Red Rock, I mean, that's just, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it really is. Really is. What else we got here on the text line as we wrap up this segment? Mark from Red Bay says, it's sad to think these college students today are going to be the ones running our country tomorrow. Will they, though? Will they? Because right now we seem to elect octogenarians. So the college students may have a long way. Maybe they'll gain some life experience and realize that, you know what, things ain't as bad as I thought they were. Samah, the truck driver, why does it feel like listening to the show is like a conspiracy fact? Not a conspiracy theory, a conspiracy fact. Thank you, Samah. We appreciate you. JT from Lacey Springs, regarding the protests up there at the campus in Pitt, says these are pitiful students. Obviously never knew the result of hearing the sound of a leather belt being pulled quickly through the seven loops of a pair of Levi's. I'm telling you right now, man, my dad, that belt coming off.
Man, I remember that sound.
Oh, God. But then it got to where all he had to do was touch the belt block. He could look at me, touch his belt block. I'm like, no,
run into the other room.
And by the way, don't accept that as like abuse or anything. That was just, I was a knothead kid, and every once in a while the good solid discipline of my dad. Anyway, all right, plenty of stuff. All right, coming right back. Oh, wait, what does Scott from Athens say? Is this AI or did conspiracy theorists score another notch? And I can't open it yet, so I don't know, man. You're scaring me. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming right up. My favorite time every single week, Boomer McQueen. We'll be right back.